Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to review three important vowels. The vowels a, and a. These vowels were covered in detail in podcasts number 10, 11, and 22. If you haven't listened to these podcasts, I strongly recommend that you do so before using this one. If you've already listened to these podcasts, today will be an opportunity for you to review these sounds. I have to stress the importance of reviewing past lessons. Reviewing past lessons is such an important part of accent reduction. The focus of today's lesson is to learn to distinguish between a, and a. It's often difficult for students to hear and say the difference between these three vowels. English students often substitute one vowel for another or substitute a vowel from their native language for one of these vowels. So today we're going to develop your ability to pronounce these vowels clearly and accurately, just like an American speaker would. Let's begin by briefly reviewing the rules of articulation for the three vowels we're focusing on today. The first vowel we're going to practice is like in the words luck, but, some. In order to produce you want your tongue to be neutral, relaxed in the center. Your lips will be neutral as well. The second vowel we're going to practice is ah. In order to produce ah, you want to drop your jaw and bring your tongue back. Your tongue remains flat and goes back. Ah. The third vowel we're going to practice is the vowel we've been working on in the last two podcasts, the vowel aw, as in the words talk or coffee. In order to produce aw, you want to drop your jaw, round your lips a little bit, and bring your tongue back and slightly up. The front portion is flat, but the back rises. Aw. Let's practice saying these three vowel sounds in succession. Please listen and repeat. Ah. Aw. Ah. Aw. In this next exercise, I'm going to say three words. The words are exactly the same except for the vowel sound. Please listen and repeat each word, paying careful attention to vowel quality. Cut. Cot. Cot. Done. Don. Dawn. Stuck. Stock. Stock. Color. C collar, collar, Now let's practice saying some sentences which contain these words that are identical except for their vowels. Please listen and repeat. I cut my finger when it got caught in the cot. Don will be done by dawn. The caller is complaining about the color of the collar. The difference between these vowel sounds is very subtle. It's not very obvious, and it often takes a lot of time and practice until you can hear and say the difference accurately. When your vowels become clear, accurate, and distinct, your ability to communicate in English greatly improves. People will understand you much more easily, and your accent will sound much more like an American's. Developing an American accent takes a lot of practice, but with regular practice, you will change the way that you speak. The key is training. Think of professional athletes, musicians, and dancers. How do they get so good at what they do? They practice their routines over and over again. Repetitive practice builds muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something automatically, without thinking. The same is true for accent reduction. If you're looking for more training materials, I highly recommend Best Accent Training MP3s, a full English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Download Best Accent Training onto your MP3 player, take it with you, and practice wherever you go. Best Accent Training is available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us, and see you next time.